Okay, I want to call the public hearing for WPCA to order at 6:30. And as always, start the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States
of America
and
to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, for the roll call, well, let the record show that all the members of the board are here, and Ed Abel is with us as well. The presentation of the budget, and I don't see anyone here, but let me first of all say this is the call to the order for the meeting, what we have to do in the approval of the preliminary budget, which will, unless something happens there in the public portion here, we'll approve later in the meeting. And the second part is to set the rate structure. Okay. So that's our job for tonight. You know, I don't know who we need to explain this to. The good news for the people in the city of Derby is that there is no increase in the rates for WPCA this year. Okay. You know, this budget is more than in balance. Well, technically, if you look down here, it looks like it's not in balance, but that's because of the way they're calculating the dollars that are held for paying off the referendum. But actually, the budget itself, the operating budget, is in balance, and largely we benefited from the ability to earn interest on the funds that are in the bank. And well, they're no longer in the bank, they're in with the state, and we're getting close to 5% interest on it. And of course, now that we have new construction going on downtown, we budgeted $415,000 for the connection fees for those new facilities. So anyone have any questions?
No.
We'll give, let's give it a few more minutes and see if anybody shows up, because we actually approve it during our meeting, but we'll give it a couple more minutes. But I doubt that we're going to see anybody. I don't think we had anybody coming to the meeting last year either, did we?
I don't think so.
No.
Tommy Ionetti likes to listen in. That's about it.
Yeah, he does. But he's happy because, again, there's no increase.
Right.
Everybody's happy when there's no increase. And, you know, this would have been a tragic year to have to increase our rates, with the city tax rate going up as high as it has to go. Oh. Give it at least a couple more minutes.
All right, so who's got their window open? I can hear birds chirping. Either that or I got a bird in my
No, it's mine. It's mine.
Okay. All right, it sounds good, Jack. I just was
No, checking. They're driving me nuts. They built a nest underneath my air conditioner. Okay, and it's up on the second floor. So at this point, there's a nest. So I don't want to go in and evict the tenants.
Yeah.
But they drive me nuts. And they start at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah. They're only sparrows, too. I mean, you know how tiny they are.
Yeah.
But they make a lot of noise. So, well, God bless them. We got to live someplace.
Yeah. I had one meeting. I had a tree toad. I was trying to do it on my back porch, and I had a tree toad going crazy. I had to pick up the computer and go in the house and close the doors. They kept on setting off the volume.
Yeah, it's right over my shoulder. Oh.
I'm sitting here looking around my room, and I'm saying, how the hell could there be a bird in my dining room here?
Hey, that's been known to happen in some houses.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a typo in number 6, chairman of the public hearing. What was the time limit for waiting for a teacher or a professor? Remember that old saying, you had to wait for a certain number of minutes?
15 minutes.
15, yeah, I think that's what it was. Well, again, we'll give it two more minutes. If someone comes in during the other part and they want to ask a question, I don't see a problem with that.
Jack, I do see a couple of iPhones that are a telephone and an iPhone that came on.
Oh, okay. I can't see that. Mark has to let them in. I can't do it.
Oh, they're in.
That could be Brian.
Yeah, hey, guys. I'm one of the iPhones.
Here, we're waiting to see if anyone else from the public wants to speak. So let me ask that then. Is there anyone else from the public that would like to speak? Second time, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third time, anyone from the public who would like to speak? I want to ask the motion for another minute or so. But for whoever is listening, if they arrived after we started, the good news is there is no rate increase from WPCA this year. One more minute. All right, can I have a motion to close the public portion?
So move, Charlie Sims.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Charlie, Kelly. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Public portion is closed. We have a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
So move, Charlie Sampson.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Bob. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? All right, the special public hearing is closed. We'll move now to call the regular meeting of the WPCA to order at 6:38. And again, let the roll call show that all members of the committee are here. And we're also joined by Ed Abel and Rob Tedeschi. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for April 17th. What's your pleasure?
Motion to approve.
Okay. All right. Second. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Those are carried. All right. Motion to approve the minutes from April 24th.
Motion to approve.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Second. Bob, I think I heard first. All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed?
Abstain? I'll abstain, Jack. I was not at that.
Okay. All right. Let the record show Charlie has abstained. All right. That motion carries. All right. Moving on. The next order of business is the engineer's report. Rob?
Yes. For the on-call, we're helping the WPCA with the aeration blower replacement. I think Ed's going to talk more detail about that when he talks about his report. As for the plant upgrade, We had a meeting a couple weeks ago, a good meeting where we sat down with the WPCA to confirm scope of services, project expectations on each of the 14 steps of the upgrade. We got a lot of detailed information. We're incorporating that into the engineering services agreement. And then I will send the draft over to Ed, hopefully sometime next week. Route 34, that's still done, and we're still waiting for record drawings. And I will send my monthly reminder to them to ask for the record drawings.
Hey, Rob, what's taking so long on Water Street? Is that any of that our work? Because every time I go down there, it's like they dig it up one day and then they not pave it over and fill in the next day. And
The sewer work has been done for a few months now, easily.
Yeah.
Ed and his team is working toward the EPA report and work for the CMOM. II removal phase 5 is done. We got authorized last week for phase 6. We're going to have a kickoff meeting tomorrow at the plant to go over what we're going to do. That one's going to be manhole specific. We're also going to meet with St. Michael's Church to talk about private inflow.
It's a big one.
Yeah, That's the biggest chunk of your private inflow comes from that one facility. It's like a large area that drains directly into the sewer.
Now, where's the water actually coming from? Is it just from their building, or
there's 7 of their roof drains from the last report are tied directly in to the sanitary sewer, and then there's 4 area drains, like catch basins. There were little walkways, areaways that are connected to the sanitary sewer. So,
and how long ago would those have been connected, Rob?
Probably when they built the church. I don't know how they've probably been connected, you know, since it was a combined system.
Rob, wasn't there springs under the floor at the basement?
I've heard that. I don't know of that, if that's, but the amount of water that's coming through 7 roof leaders and those area drains is a couple hundred gallons a minute. So it will be like a brook, small brook running, and a peak flow of 0.3 MGD. It could be like a small brook. I don't know if there's a direct spring going in, but what was tight?
A lot of water under that basement floor a while back when we first talked about it.
That could be in addition to what we that could be in addition to what we know of the defects that were found were when we did smoke testing and roof leaders smoke. So the source of the inflow is rainwater. What's going on, falling on the roof and falling in the area around the two buildings. So
who are you going to meet with, Rob?
I'm going to defer to Ed, but I think we're meeting in directory. I think Ed and Kevin set that up. I don't have a name, but
okay.
Yeah, I don't remember the person's name that we're going to be meeting. I know we're meeting a couple people in the administrative services.
Okay.
Yeah, basically an introduction. Hey, in a walkthrough.
Are they aware of the, you know, the issue itself and how far back it goes?
Well, I developed a brief packet just to share with them, just to show, you know, here's your issue. Here's the, you know, this is the amount of water we think is coming in. It's been happening for a while. Just want to make them aware. The city has gone through So we're starting phase six of IR removal on the public portion of infiltration inflow. We're going to be starting on the private side. And you might as well start with the biggest
source.
But I don't think this is going to, this is more of a information sharing, Ed. I think we're just going to go talk to them. This is probably the first of a series of conversations we're going to have until we have a private inflow removal program in place to say, I mean, your SOAR regs say you can't have roof leaders tied in, so you can say something. But this is
a storm drain? The storm drain on a roadway there somewhere. Of course, if they vented out that water, and you're still getting the gutters, and you're still getting water, it's probably a spring under that basement. That's what I understood when Dad goes way back talking about that.
There's other tests we can do. I mean, maybe we could do that as part of phase six as well, as to look immediate upstream and downstream in the sanitary source, see if there's actual see if there's actually infiltration coming in that run. But again, the things that were done, but I think that was done about 12 years ago, and it didn't pick up anything. So they would have to be tied into a lateral. So if you looked at the manhole before and after the church, you could be able to figure out what's in it. On a dry day, you'd be able to figure out if there is a spring in there. But there's a significant amount of inflow from the thing that just talked about, the roof leaders and area drain. It's like a half acre just draining into. So we're gonna talk to that. I think the state is still developing a new MPDES permit. I don't know if Ed, if you heard anything more than the letter you got.
Nothing yet.
Okay. And we're moving forward with the dewatering system, the 4-year press. We should be getting their shop drawing. We talked to them earlier this week. Should be getting their shop drawing the end of this week, early next week.
And does that trigger a second payment? I'm trying to remember the contract.
There were multiple. Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but I think you did the 15% payment already.
Right. I was thinking of when the shop drawings were presented at the next one, but I'll have to go back and take a look.
I think you're right. I think there is another once the that puts everything into production.
Right.
And we're still slated by the end of the year to have this thing running. So
that'll be a relief, big relief.
That's all I had.
All right, any questions, Fred? You have a motion to approve the engineer's report?
Motion.
All right, Kelly made the motion. I need a second.
Second, Charlie Sam.
Second, Charlie. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, let's see, where are we next? Okay, approval of bills. Let me come over here. All right, we've got, I think there are three bills to be paid this time. The first one is from our regular budget for engineering services, $925. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion. We approve $925 for invoice 524-1198 Weston and Sampson.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? We're paying that. Then let me come over. No, this isn't it. This is it. Okay. This is also, from the I&I work, right? Rob, is this from I&I work, right? Remainder of that? Yes,
that's from the II work. That's the if you zoom okay. in,
And what's the amount?
$5,037.21.
Okay. And that's the final payment, or do they still have a retainage?
I believe, could you zoom in with that? I just...
let me see. Yeah.
Go to the bottom right. There's a little...
oh, yeah.
Okay. Magnifying glass.
They did an upgrade. They moved things around.
Yeah, so this is...
Do it again.
Yeah, it says retain. No, it doesn't.
This is for phase five. We still have 8,168 in retainage.
Okay.
And this is for the last amount of work they just did. This was the manhole and the police to raise the manhole in front of the Town Fair Tire. So that's the last of the work is done. So we're holding 8,168 in retainage.
Okay.
There will be one more bill.
How long do we hold the retainage?
We've held the last one for over a year, basically. But the project is substantially complete. I would imagine they probably would be looking for it in the next few months. So
okay. All right, but for today, we need a motion to make the payment of $5,037.21.
Who's the payment to? I don't see anything on here.
Wait a minute.
National Water Main. It should be on the top left. Yeah,
just scroll back up.
It's up there. Let me. There you go.
This is the lining of the walls to the pipeline? Or?
Yeah, this is for phase five. Yeah, it was mostly lining, but there was some lateral work, and then there was some manhole work. Yeah. So this is National Water Main Cleaning Company. This is their third payment application.
Yes. Hey, did I get a motion?
Motion. So move. Second, Charlie.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Is this the one... Bob, is this the one you had the problem with the wrong size pipes in front of Town Fair?
Yeah, where there was a 15 and an 18, and the interconnecting manhole is buried in the brook somewhere in the embankment. So we lined through that manhole and abandoned the manhole. Yes, yeah, so we did a pre-liner, and we did an extra thick liner because it's going to expand and it goes into a bigger pipe. So it has an acceptable thickness when it expands. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstained? All right, we're paying that. All right, next one is, no. Next one is, this is out of referendum funds. For the Route 34 sanitary improvements, $127.68. What's your pleasure?
Bob, would this be the first we've seen of this bill since dated back to January?
This is our inspector waited a few months to submit his expense report. This is for mileage for the inspection.
Okay.
They did it back in January. I thought we had a final bill. This is our final bill on. So I think we're done with this project after this. So this was inspection that was done in January when they finished up the construction work.
Mm-hmm.
Typically these go with should have went with the February invoice. It just.
I just want to make sure we didn't hit it twice. That's all. But
no.
Okay.
All right, again, since this is from the referendum, we need a motion to approve subject to the infrastructure committee.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
Jack, before we move off of that, can I just ask one question coming in new? Down the bottom there, outstanding invoices?
Yeah.
We still owe on those two, or those are approved and just not paid yet?
They've been approved, but they're not paid, right, Rob?
Correct.
So, yeah. So that's Brian's issue now.
Joe, that could also be from us not meeting as an infrastructure committee. It's probably been 2 or 3 months since we met, so that could be why that's outstanding.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, was that all? All right, let me get back here. All right, next is finance reports. And again, I want to thank Brian for putting this together. And, you know, this is kind of a harbinger of where we're going. I think we still have work to do on all this, but, you know, basically he's got it through 513. And it does look like we're starting to catch up a little bit on some of these numbers, but I don't think we have them all yet. So I would just ask for a motion to accept this until we have more time to look through it, not approve it, accept it.
So move, Charlie Sampson.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, that's approved. Let's see, that we did. Oh, now we have to do the vote on the rate structure and the proposed budget. So first I'll ask for a motion to approve the budget as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? We have a budget.
Excellent.
All right, next is to approve the rate structure that will be used to bill our customers. What's your pleasure? And again, it's the exact same as last year.
Move to accept.
Okay, so motion to accept. Do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Second, Charlie. Any further discussion? And again, the only comment I'll make is that there is no increase unless you use more water. And that's beyond our control. It's Sweden. Those numbers come directly from the water company, not from our office. Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we have a rate structure that I think will make people happy for at least this year. Who knows what the future holds? Moving on, Ed, you're up.
Okay. In April, in the collection system, we responded to a total of 104 call before you dig tickets with 2 emergencies and responded to a total of 6 emergency callouts. For the plant in April, we had an average daily flow of 2.19 million gallons per day with a total flow of 65.58 million gallons and a max daily flow of 3.84. Average total nitrogen was 121 pounds with an average effluent BOD of 11.7. Average suspended solids 7 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 2.6. For maintenance, repairs for plant water pump 1 are complete. They're installing it now. Plant blower 1 is out of service and in need of significant repairs. Blower number 2 is in service. All 3 return pumps are having issues keeping up with the return rates. We're suggesting that all 3 should be replaced. The third quarter sewer cleaning and jetting is complete. And we also completed 11,000 linear feet of sewer jetting and 7,000 linear feet of CCTV work in the sewer system. In general, the bid waiver was approved from the Board of Aldermen to repair, replace blower number 1. I also have plant blower discussion, which we'll circle back to. And lastly is we are requesting to go out to bid to replace 2 of the 3 return pumps and drives with the quotes that are attached.
I know, and I have a question for you. The spill that we had, was that on last month's report or should that be on this one?
That happened this month, so it will go on next month's report.
Okay. And then you're forwarding that information to Mark to get on the website?
I did, yes.
Okay. Okay, so then let's move on to Blower Bits. You know, we had a good meeting with the Board of Aldermen. They understood our situation, and I thought they were very supportive. You know, I didn't see any problem at all, and it was a unanimous vote. They understood that we're asking for the bid waiver if needed, and that we had already approved up to 120,000. So now it's a question of which one. Now, this one, Ed, is something different, right? This first one.
Yes. So with the blower situation, we had two blowers, one of which, as we know, is not working. We had a turbo blower, that's the one that's not working, and a PD blower, which is our backup that is in operation. When the turbo blower was installed, it was suggested by the engineers that you cannot have two different types of blowers on generator power. So the turbo blower, the newer one, was put on generator power should you or the line power go out, while the PD blower stays strictly on line power. Since the PD is now our primary one until we get a new one in, it's not connected to our generator. So if we were to lose power, we don't have the blower altogether. So what we did is we reached out to our electrician to see if they can install a switch gear in the meantime. So providing this gets installed, should we lose line power, then we'll be able to use the switch gear to switch over the PD blower to generator power.
Okay, which of these quotes is part of that?
That was the one for the first one you had up for WJ Electric.
Okay, but would this one be just a general repair that was part of our regular budget?
Yes.
Okay. And the total amount is $79.50. So this one did not require a bid waiver. So this is just our decision. And Rob, you agree with Ed that this is what we need to do on this?
You have to have that blower on backup power. You only have one blower. And you need two blowers, but the one you have needs to be on backup power.
Right. So again, we would need a motion to approve this purchase for $79.50.
Can I just ask one question real quick, Jack?
Yeah.
Bottom of that quote that says both motors will need to be down for a day, does that affect us negatively yet?
Absolutely. So what we're trying to do, and this quote came in later this morning. So I've been working with our head mechanic to see what we can do to kind of work as much as we can without having that blower down for a day, because if that blower is down for a day, it's going to negatively impact everything, and we're going to be in a bypass situation again, which we don't want to do.
Thanks. I'm just learning the business.
You're not alone, and I've been here, I don't know how many years, and I don't know what he's talking about.
When I first saw the quote as well, I was looking at him like, okay, this looks good, this looks good. And then I saw both of them down for a day. I'm like, oh boy. That's not good.
Yeah.
Do we have the ability to bring something in for the day, whether it be a backup generator, another generator, or is there anything we can do to keep this thing going? You know, why to do that? I mean, I understand the switch over the idea, but is there a way of having a backup generator that'll just keep that going? Why they're putting in the transfer switch?
I'm not exactly sure how it would work. It sounds like it could. I'm just not sure how it would have to be connected, and if it's going to interfere with any of the conduit and duct work that they have to do in the meantime.
I think we should look into that, because possibly if we had something back up there, maybe it'd be the matter of it being down for an hour versus all day long, you know, why they're doing that final connection. You know, maybe they can install the transfer switch, and before they actually switch the leads over, you know, that is, then you're down. You're not down for the whole day, is what I'm saying. I mean, how are we gonna adjust to this with it being down for the day?
I don't know if DEP would allow us to go down for the day to do something like this. We would have to alternative avenues to get it done. So that is one that we'll definitely be looking at in the morning.
Yeah.
Rob, do you know of any other place that has had a situation like this and what they did?
Actually, no. I can ask one of the people I work with. They do a lot of work with blowers across the state. But yeah, you know, this is a unique situation where you have one blower that's not there's no not even a manual transfer switch to bring a temporary generator to plug it into. So because it's strictly on line power, right, Ed? So yeah, so you'll need electrical work to put in a manual transfer switch, and then bring wiring from the existing generator existing blower that's working to the manual transfer switch. So it is unique. I mean, another option is a temporary blower that you can set that up, but there's a cost associated with that as well.
I think we got to bite the bullet one way or the other. You know, whatever we need to do, either talk to the electrician. Like I say, if there's a way of putting it onto a generator, just pigtail it into a generator, kill the power, then do all the legwork, putting in the transfer switch and the wiring. And then if it's down for an hour, maybe we're in a little better shape, or even 2 hours, but all day, I don't know. I mean, I know it's got to be done safely. We can't take any chances, but on the other hand, you know, you don't, like you said, you don't know whether DEEP is going to give you permission to even do it. But I think whatever the extra fee is, I think we've got to bite the bullet, whether it's a rental unit being brought in to adapt, or bringing in a second generator, a portable generator, just to keep it going.
And from what I'm hearing, both of you, DEEP would have to approve whatever we do here.
I'm sorry, Jack. It came in muffled up. I couldn't understand that.
Yeah. I'm asking, do we have to have DEEP approval? Do we have to request approval before we do this work?
I don't think so, because it's an emergency repair. We just have to keep them informed with what's going on. Just as in after tonight, what we decide to do moving forward with the blower, I'll have to let DEP know tomorrow what we're doing.
Okay. So then I would ask for a motion that would incorporate that, you know, whatever we do has to meet DEEP standards, DEEP's approval. I don't know the right word for it here, but I wouldn't want to do something and then come back and say, why'd you do that?
I think I would say I'd put it in a motion that we do whatever we need to power the existing unit, the existing blower, during the switchover, to keep it as safe as possible.
Okay.
I don't know whether that even makes sense, but
I think, unfortunately, I'm going to have to probably put a price on this. And Ed, you said you just got this morning, so obviously all the questions we're asking are probably running through your mind to be asked to the vendor doing the electrical work. My feeling is I think Ed needs to gather a little bit more information, see what the exact plan is, because obviously we don't want to be in violation with DEEP.
Right.
And if we have to move forward with this vendor, but require a special meeting to answer these questions and get us a firm price on, you know, what Kelly's talking about, possibly a second generator to temporarily charge the system while the piping's being done for the actual transfer switch. And this is an emergent situation, obviously. So I would hate to see this go a whole another month for us to meet again.
Right.
No, totally agree.
Yeah, because Deep was even after us already. They contacted us twice, didn't they, Ed, already about the issue?
Yes.
Do we know the power requirement for the blower? What voltage is it running on, and how much amperage does it need? You're talking about a
204. Yeah, 204 three phase. What do we know?
It's 483. It's 483 phase. I think the new blower is an order of magnitude like 80 or 90 amps.
So it's not sure of the pretty substantial.
It's generally. Yeah, it's a.
Yeah, I don't think my little camper generator is going to be able to power it up.
Yeah.
You got a solar cell? Not really.
So, again, either we have to make a motion to approve something, or we have to say, to get us a solution, and we'll call a special meeting.
Correct.
Well, I'm gonna defer to Ed. What's your feeling on this?
The longer we wait, the longer we take the chance of that line power going out, and who knows how long it could be down for. History will show us that whenever we have had a power outage at the plant, it's never been for more than an hour or so. But that's all subject to change. What I would do, if you're asking my opinion, is I would suggest that we approve this as is and put a cap on the cost of renting a generator for a day or two at X amount of dollars. And that'll be the route that we take, for the simple fact that when we looked into rental blowers, this is something that I specified at the Board of Aldermen meeting, is we talked to three different vendors that were willing to rent us a blower. Out of those three vendors, we asked all three of them to come down and say, can you walk us through this? We want to make sure that we put it in the right spot. We have everything we need to do it. And at that point, everybody lost interest. So I don't want to spend $12,000 of city money to be brought here, and then we don't know what we're doing, and we have nothing to go by, and it's going to take us even longer to do it. I think really, realistically, our only option would be to get a backup generator.
All right. I have total faith in Ed knowing what he's doing. I'm going to make a motion that we approve the $7,950 for the electrical work necessary for the secondary blower to be put on a transfer switch. That's going to be my motion.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
My discussion on it, Jack,
is going to be... I have a question, because, this is for one part of it, but do we need a motion for the rental of the generator?
So I think that Ed is a very capable person. He's heard our concerns tonight, and I would say, based upon my experience, that we allow him to do what is necessary, knowing that we are concerned that these would be offline for a day to mitigate that circumstance.
Yeah, which we can't afford.
What do you think, Ed? 10 grand would be a cushion? I'm trying to think what I've rented before, and I don't know. I've never rented it for like 4 days or 5 days. It's always been a month. And a month rental is probably about 5 grand. But
thinking it shouldn't be more than 10,000.
You also have a cost for the electrician to wire that in, right? To splice it in.
There would be an additional cost for that, yes.
I mean, you're talking 80 amp, it's some pretty heavy wiring there.
So on top of the $7,950, we're talking about another $2,000 for the rental of a temporary generator.
No, I think it was
and the wiring of it. Is that what we're saying, or we're talking another 10,000?
I think we're talking another 10,000, but prior to that, I would reach out to all of my counterparts all across the state and ask. I know there are some municipalities that have backup generators. So as we have been very helpful with other communities when they've needed us and our equipment, I would be reaching out to everyone that I know that has one to ask if we could borrow theirs for a day or two first.
And what is the cost of estimated cost if we don't?
You're breaking up.
You lose power. You're talking about opening the floodgates?
Bob, you were breaking up. Could you just say that again?
Yeah, saying what is the alternative cost if we do nothing and you do have a power failure?
And then we'll be partially treating effluent going out to the Housatonic River. It'll be partially treated, disinfected effluent. It wouldn't be fully treated effluent. The good thing is now is disinfection season, so we're required to disinfect anything from May 1st until September 31st. So it's not terrible, but we still don't want to be down for an entire day.
So, Jack, my last question would be, why don't we approve the motion on the floor for the $79.50, and then we can make a second motion for a backup generator and electrical wiring not to exceed $10,000.
I agree. That's what I was just talking about. So we have this motion, discuss it. All in favor for this first deal with WJ Electric? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right, we're doing that. And now, Charlie, you want to make the second motion?
I'll make a second motion that Ed Able be allowed to spend no more than $10,000 to acquire a backup generator and the electrical work necessary to hook that generator up temporarily while the blower motors transfer switches are being installed.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain. Okay, now to the issue. Well, again, Ed and Rob, you want to explain the next issue? Because I'm kind of lost on what we have here. We've got three different things here.
Sure. I just want to circle back for a quick second. Mr. Bob, Milford purchased a backup generator. Do you know if that happened to come in yet?
I think they did. They purchased multiple generators. I think there was like a half a dozen various pump stations, and they had a portable one as well. I think, yeah, it was about a year ago. So I think they took delivery. So yeah, I would call over to Mr. I'm King. Call over
to Lindsay, and I just so happen to know the vice chairman of the board for that WPC.
Yeah, see, thinking already, Ed. That's why we like you.
Let's say, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can by everybody. So I will keep doing my due diligence. So the quotes that you see right now, this one is for
$20,650 or
these no. two? No, the two that you're looking at right now are for brand new pumps. So you have one brand new pump. It's a chopper pump, which is, I think, $22,000. And the one that, $20,650. And the one underneath that was a little bit more, was $23,537 for two brand new pumps to go into the existing RAS pumps. They're 23 and 22 or 20,000 each, whereas some of the other ones were 16 to 17,000 just for the replacement parts of the pumps that we currently have, which are around 30 years old. So we like the option of buying brand new pumps instead.
Okay, so that's option number one. And what's this one?
Is this part of The bond issue, would it fall under? Were you planning on using these for new construction eventually?
We had talked about that and said it would depend if it could be used in the new facility, and then we'd still have to go back and talk to the corporation council to get a ruling on that.
Well, the engineering would have to, the corporation council, I don't think can know whether the pumps are going to be used, right?
Yeah. Well, we can't decide on our own that we're going to put something in this bucket just because we feel it belongs in this bucket. Somebody has to, like we did with Emmett Avenue.
No, we
had to get approval before that was considered part of the bond.
Well, if the pumps are not being used in the future, then it's academic. You can't do it. But if they are, then there's a possibility. And yeah, I'll go along with you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, we have to get the work done now. But, you know, we can later on make the decision of whether or not it can be funded by the referendum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, especially trying to get a second, the other group to meet, that's going to be a challenge too.
I'm a little lost here. Is this for the return pumps or is this for the blower?
The one that Mr. Walsh is on now is for the blower. So we can, if you want to go back up to the pumps, I can discuss those a little bit more.
Well, I'm just curious. For the Hayes pumps, the two Hayes pumps, those are the return pumps that you're looking for, right?
Yes. We're looking
okay. All right.
Two out of the three that we have. We're starting to have issues. Our nitrogen numbers, as you saw and as I spoke about last month, haven't been very good. And we thought a lot of it had to do with the amount of rain that we were getting. Turns out we're having a lot of issues with the return pumps at night when nobody's there. They're dropping down significantly and we're not returning enough back to the plant.
Okay. I was getting confused between the two quotes you have here. That's why but the Hayes pumps are definitely your return pumps.
Yes.
And the Lone Star is your air pump?
That's the one of the quotes for the blower system.
Okay. All right. I'm square now.
Okay. The Hayes pumps are just quotes that I have. Obviously, they would need to go out to bid per the charter. I just wanted to get those quotes in front of everyone tonight so they can see what the potential costs we're looking at. And what we would like to do is, you know, we want to work with Bob and our engineers, and we want to design and go out to bid for the pumps that we can replace these with that we're going to use into the upgrade. We don't want to do it twice. We want to do it once. And we're getting to the point where the plant upgrade is imminent and equipment is failing very quickly because it's been running for so long. So we're having to, you know, try to figure this out the right way.
All right. So basically you're not asking for any action on this one yet.
No, I'm just looking for an approval for us to start working with the engineers to go out to bid to replace two out of the three RAD pumps.
Okay, does someone want to make a motion about this part, which is not what we got an approval from, which the others will be going out to bid is what Ed is saying on this.
So moved. I mean, yeah.
Good. Second, Charlie.
Okay, any further discussion?
No. I just thought we said these two bids
were two different things.
Yeah, what are the two different things? Sounds like we got a duplication there or something. These are the two pumps, return pumps, aren't they?
Yeah, but one is a blower issue and one is...
Not the blower. We're not talking about the blower, are you making a motion for the blower?
No, this is for the pumps to let them proceed to be ready to go out for bid on this. We're not authorizing any purchase on this tonight.
You're just authorizing to go out to bid?
To prepare the bids, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so now I'm lost. Did we get a motion on this or not? I forgot.
Yeah, yes. You had it second.
Okay. All right. So now all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right. So that's next. Now, this is the part that we technically, we already said we would go up to $120,000 without having to get three bids and the Board of Aldermen approved it. So what do we have, Red? Two proposals on this?
Yeah, we had a few of them. So last month when we met, for the turbo blower that we have, just to repair the blower to get it up and running was just over $84,000 for a 15-year-old blower just to get it working. So I'd like to thank Bob and his team because, you know, we've been working with them, you know, for the last couple of weeks on this, which is why we didn't want to make a hasty decision on moving too quickly. In that time frame, right before we met with the Board of Aldermen last week, we were able to work with the engineers, Bob and
Matt.
Sorry, I couldn't give his name.
Yeah.
Bob and Matt, and Matt, who I was speaking with earlier today. And for the plant upgrade, there was a specific type of blower that they were looking for us to use that they worked with and thought would work very well in the situation. So they reached out to a company called Neuros, and it's the exact same type of blower, newer technology, a brand new blower, brand new equipment, VFD, harmonic guard, everything, and it's cheaper than having to buy just the replacement parts to get the current pump up and running. So the cost on that was, I believe, just over $83,000. So it's $1,000 less than just buying the replacement parts for the one that we currently have.
Okay, and then what are these?
Those are the schematics for it.
Yeah, but the bottom line is down here, the 80. Did I go past it?
Yeah.
$82,800 is for everything.
Okay. And then we have the first one was $97,000, right?
Yes. That was a quote from another vendor. And then we had another quote that was $140,000.
Okay. So that's $140,000 for these three or four together. Okay. So what's the recommendation then?
So we're recommending both West Dennis Sampson and us are recommending that we purchase the Neuros blower for $82,800. And sure. And because this is the blower that we're looking to have in the upgrade, once this blower gets in and installed, as opposed to having to go back out to bid because it's the one that we would like to go with, as explained to the Board of Aldermen, I would go back in a few months once this blower is back up and running and ask for another bid waiver to purchase the same blower. So we'll have two of these as we're going to use them for the upgrade.
But these, the way you just explained it, since these could be used later on, could come out of referendum funding.
Yes, sir. Because these are the blowers that were being engineered for the new upgrade.
Okay.
Real quick, put it $80,000 in the screener.
Sorry, say again.
Do we have a quote
right there? Screen?
I haven't seen anything $80,000. Why right here. 82? I just saw it once by.
That's it.
Where is it?
Right here.
Okay, $82,800.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, someone want to make a motion for that?
I'm going to make a motion to actually buy this blower right now. I guess you're saying order it.
Yeah, no, I do have a question. Well, make your motion first.
Make the motion for the purchase of the Neural Turbo Blower at $82,800.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
All right, now my question is, this is the purchase, is that the include the installation? Or do we have an additional cost?
There's going to be an additional cost for the installation. We are, now that it's approved, we're going to be able to work with both the vendor and Weston and Sampson to engineer the installation, and we may have the piping that we need. We may need to go out and buy it, but the thought is that we should be able to do this in-house. If not, as was specified at the Board of Aldermen meeting last week, if the job turns out to be too big for us to do in-house, we were expecting it to the cost of installation to be 10% of the cost of the unit itself.
Okay, that would still keep us under the $120,000 that we had approved previously.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's still cheaper than the other unit.
Do we have a budget item for this? Is this one in our budget somewhere?
Well, it's going to have to come out of our reserve.
Reserve funds, yeah.
Okay, which again, though we've got the budget approved and everything now, we still don't have a balance sheet. And I need to keep repeating that. Brian talked about $6 or $8 million sitting there. Until we actually see the balance sheet, no one should be throwing those numbers around, because I think a lot of that is restricted just for the referendum costs.
Right.
Okay, but we will have to take this out. Anytime you get an abnormal expense beyond your budget, it's got to come out of your reserves.
Right.
Luckily, we do have some reserves. How much, I can't tell you until Brian completes getting us a balance sheet. So.
You have a credit card anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it would be rejected for that amount of money, though, Bob. So,
Jack, can I just ask? Should we make a friendly amendment to the motion and the purchase of the $82,800 blower and installation costs to be anticipated refunded from the referendum funds? So, because if this blower is going to be utilized in the future and it should come under referendum funding, I would say because it's an emergency situation, we pay for it now. But we bring this up to the infrastructure board for reimbursement. And then I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not up to them to make the decision, okay? They would have to vote for it, technically, if they could get them to meet. But still, again, I don't know if it's the corporation council or the bond council would have to say that this is covered. We're assuming that we can make that case, and I think we can. But somebody else has to approve that. That's not us to approve that.
Right. We can approve the emergency spending based upon what we got from the Board of Aldermen. But I would just stipulate that this is brought forward to the infrastructure committee or whoever it else in hopes of reimbursement to the WPCA from the referendum funds.
We would always do that, I'm sure. But we need to get it started. Either reserves and...
Yeah. Bob, I'm just wondering if we should add that language to the motion, just so we don't drop the ball on this one.
I'd say, if we knew that we could get a meeting of the infrastructure committee, I'd say to definitely put it in there. I think we're going to do that no matter what happens, Charlie.
Okay. All right.
I'm a little bit worried that, somebody will say, well, you can't do it without their approval.
Right.
No, we're doing it.
That's not the way the referendum thing said it. It said we had to do it in consultation with them. It never spelled out that they have to approve it. But that's where it's not us to make that determination. That would have to be a legal decision on this. But one way or the other, we're going to have to front the money right now. That's the point I'm just trying to make. But I would definitely pursue it as we have every other time. We've always tried to pursue it. Once we can make the case that it would be part of the permanent structure, absolutely we're going to go after that. Absolutely.
Jack, we don't have to front the entire amount anyway, even to move this along, right? It's probably 20% or something initially.
We're approving what the total cost will be.
Right.
Each time we do it, you saw on the the other pump, it was, we pay 15%, and then each step along provides for the next payment. So not sure that same here.
Right.
But Ed's point was you just don't want to put any impediment to being able to get this done as quickly as possible. But I think we're all in agreement. We will pursue referendum funding as long as we can make that case.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is yet another avenue that we're looking at, and I got to give it to our new finance director. Him and I were speaking today, and he was looking into our insurance policy, and because we believe the cause of this blower to go out due to some power issues that we're having, it may be covered under our insurance plan to get replaced.
Well, that'd be good too. But you know, the bottom line is right now we have to approve getting something done here before it fails. So, all right. So I think we had a motion and a second, right?
Yep.
Okay. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? You know, this is not an easy board to sit on. You know, the issues are very complicated and they're very expensive when they come up. But I think we've always tried to do it the right way with all those restrictions that we have, including, you know, so we've gone to the Board of Aldermen twice in the last 6 months, and they've approved, because I think we have some credibility that we're trying to do things right. I'm not saying we always do, but, you know, at least we always try to do the right thing. So, and so far we have.
I think the board feels our pain. I think they know the situation we're in, and I think they're being helpful.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I thought that, as you were there, I thought they were very positive. I didn't see any negativity from the board at all about this. None. So, okay. We're down to new business or adjournment. Anyone have some new business? All right, hearing none, then time for that big motion at the end.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, I'm going to stop the sharing. And now I'm going to stop the recording.
Next meeting will be a month.
You know what? I don't see where I can stop the recording. Oh, wait a minute. I'm in the wrong place. Okay.
Upgrades.